Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Radio family, good morning. Happy weekend. It is another great conversation that is in the works, welcoming you to the weekend edition of Community Focus on our Odyssey stations. Always great to be with family. And when I say family, that is definitely the case as we're gearing you up for the 2023 Triad Minority and Women's Business Expo. This is Community Focus on our Odyssey stations and no other than the one and only Mr. Reginald McCaskill. Family, good morning. How are you? It's good to literally see you this time.
Good morning, Renee. How are you?
I'm doing well. You're looking great.
Good. I'm glad to be here.
I'm glad to have you here. You have that look of an individual who always stays busy, Reginald. You're always on the go. In fact, you'll be going to another meeting as soon as we wrap things up here.
As soon as this is over. Right.
But glad that you do take the time, in all seriousness, out of your busy schedule to do this, Reginald. And I always look forward to this time of year. Of course, this marks a very special year for the Expo. What year are we talking?
This is year 10. Renee.
Number 10.
Year 10.
Can you believe that?
Couldn't even imagine.
Right.
That it would be 10 years.
Absolutely.
That quick.
That quick. Exactly.
Yeah.
This is how great minds think alike,
right.
Because I was just thinking, Reginald, 2013 was when it all started.
Right, right.
And here we are gearing up again for 2023. As a matter of fact, that is such an excellent lead-in. That's what I like about you, brother. Mm-hmm. We always on the same page. Mm-hmm. So let's do a little comparison to show the growth of the Expo. Take us back to year one compared to what just took place last year in 2022.
Right. So, Renee, of course, we did start the Triad Minority Women's Business Expo in 2013.
Mm-hmm.
Believe it or not, we started over at the Enterprise Center in Winston-Salem.
Right.
And we had a total, I want to say, between 20 and 25 businesses in that room.
Which really wasn't that bad.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. And the room was actually crowded because it's not a
huge
room.
Venue.
Anyway.
Right.
And to look at where we are now, and of course, we've expanded where we've done different types of approaches as it relates to trying to reach the community.
Exactly.
So you remember the year that we did it in all three cities?
Right.
I will tell you, you got to be brave.
Right. That was a task, but I can't think of a better person, Reginald, who was able to pull that off than you.
Yeah, it was a task.
And the crew.
That's all I would say. You know, so we were in all three cities, weekend, back to back.
Right.
It's a task I don't think I would ever want to experience again. But to end up at the Benton Convention Center,
absolutely.
And we was at the Greensboro Coliseum.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Williams Memorial in High Point. But to be where we are now, pushing 100+ women and minority businesses, really is very, very important for us because of the body of work that we've been called out to do.
Absolutely.
Because I do believe it's a calling that you have to do this kind of work.
Right.
Or to work with people, you have
to
have a calling.
Very true.
To actually deal with that. So from that we've seen it. We've seen people grow their businesses, and people ask oftentimes, well, how do you measure the success?
Right.
When people can come back and say, hey, I got 10, 15 business leads as a result of being in that expo. And so I will tell you the idea of it has just been amazing to see it. And of course, it's a lot of work.
Right.
Again, because you're talking about putting three cities together.
Absolutely.
I've been so fortunate that the different agencies and organizations that represent MWBEs have just been stellar.
Excellent.
As far as their approach, as far as wanting to see this happen. And so, yeah, I'm going to stop talking because you're not
going to No. And that's why I just sit back and just listen to the joy that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Comes from you. Mm-hmm. And to attest for myself personally, having been invited by you to be a part of this, I can attest to the fact that everything you said is absolutely true. What I love about it, particularly with business owners and entrepreneurs, whether they're new to the area, and I'm going to get to that with a question later on in the program, but especially those who come back year after year.
Right.
Who have supported you from day one.
From day one.
And are back to support you for the 10th year,
from day
Reginald.
One.
Now, three words I'm about to say you're very familiar with, because it's really the overall theme of the Triad Minority and Women's Business Expo. Create, collect, cultivate.
Right.
Mm-hmm. What do those three words say to you, Reginald, and for those entrepreneurs and visitors who do attend the expo? Mm-hmm.
So when you think about the three C's, didn't think about it when we came up with it being the motto of the Triad Minority and Women's Business Expo. You're talking about creating an atmosphere, creating a business, creating relationships, and then the connection to all of that.
Right.
You're talking about connecting people to one another, connecting them to resources.
Yes.
And then you're talking about cultivating.
Mm-hmm.
Cultivating, make sure that it sustains itself. It keeps itself throughout the entire process. So a lot of times people think that the expo is just like a one-hit wonder, but it's not.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Because we do activities all year long. Of course, we've had our business mixers. We're getting ready. And we'll talk about that coming up.
Right.
But when you think about a number of our major corporate sponsors, they do activities throughout the year to make sure that our business owners and entrepreneurs and those who desire to be entrepreneurs are in that space to know where they can get resources. The Bible said that the people perish for the lack of knowledge. I try to make sure people are knowledgeable mm-hmm. about the things that are happening right. as it relates to minority and women businesses. Yeah. So let me give a quick overview Absolutely. Of what minority and women businesses is.
Now, before you do, I mm-hmm. need to make a slight correction. Mm-hmm. And this is why it's so important mm-hmm. to read my notes mm-hmm. ahead of time, because I think I actually added what could be a future fourth C.
I heard it.
I said collect instead of yeah. connect.
Yeah. So collect, collect would be in the last one. Like
would be the last.
Collecting the data.
Right.
The data.
Collecting the people to come.
Right. All of
so,
that.
Well, something so to
we,
think about,
we might
Reginald.
Have to look at that.
Okay. Okay.
Instead
That's
of
okay.
the three C's.
And I'm going to give you the credit on that
right,
one, you
right,
know, because
right.
that is a thing. Create, connect, and cultivate.
Right.
But as you were about to say, Reginald.
Right. So when we think about those sponsors that are out there, these people have bought into the vision mm-hmm. of what the Tribe Minority and Women's Business Expo does.
Right.
And to have them support it financially
right.
to make sure that we're able to present a very sound project mm-hmm. is really meaningful.
Absolutely.
And it means a lot
yeah.
to the approach and the program. So they themselves buy into by providing financial literacy opportunities.
Right.
And we had a very big program in High Point last week. And the sponsors just got up and really talked about, look, we have this, this, mm-hmm. and this
right.
for you.
Right.
You know, a lot of times people don't know that.
Yeah.
They don't know that they have special loan programs
right.
for minority and women businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing I was getting ready to do is kind of give a brief synopsis,
sure.
a definition of what minority and women business
Please
is,
do.
Right?
Yes.
So when you think about minority and women businesses, immediately everybody want to think that's black and brown. Well, it is black, brown, and anything that is of not Caucasian
right.
when it comes to business.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's not a discrimination
right.
because the programs are designed
to
make
to
sure
mm-hmm.
that all minorities. So you're
right.
talking about Asians.
Exactly.
You're talking about Latinos.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about women.
Right.
You're talking about anybody mm-hmm. that fits in that category
Absolutely.
That would be considered minority.
Right.
And that's one of the things that we pride ourselves on
mm-hmm.
because we want that reach to be greater than what we can see.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think, too, Reginald, perhaps as an additional group, and you've had this in the past, because when we think of business owners and entrepreneurs, they're not necessarily the, and I like to refer to us as seasoned adults, because you have younger ones
mm-hmm.
who are getting into that mindset
mm-hmm.
of starting a business at a youthful age.
Right.
And that's becoming the norm with
right.
a lot of kids
right.
these days.
So I'm glad you brought that up, because that's another part of our program,
mm-hmm.
which is our Kidspreneur program.
Nice.
Okay?
Yes.
So we have a Kidspreneur program, and I will say this. They, the sponsors, love that program.
Wow, nice.
Because it gives them an opportunity to grow mm-hmm. and to know early.
Yes, exactly.
What the possibilities are when it comes to a business.
Very true.
And they are given everything,
mm-hmm.
Everything as
yep.
it relates to the Tribe Minority Women's Business Expo.
Yes.
We have a Kidspreneur Corner in the expo
right.
for all of our Kidspreneurs. So if
Excellent.
You have any youth out there, community, that has a business,
Beautiful.
That desire to start a business, please encourage them to reach out to us
absolutely.
Via email, which is wsmaximumenterprises@gmail.com, or either they can call us at 336-448-4177. And we've gone as far as they come in with the vision, the goal, desire,
mm-hmm.
And we actually do all of their paperwork with
nice.
The Secretary of State to make sure that they have a for
real
business.
Business, great.
Mm-hmm. So all of those are things that's done through that
yeah.
Kidspreneur program,
oh,
which is a part of our nonprofit arms,
yeah.
which is called Total Concepts International. So our goal is to reach them wherever they are.
Yeah.
You know, wherever you are, we want to reach you.
Absolutely.
So the program is really geared towards that.
Wonderful, Reginald. One final question for this segment. And then, of course, I love that we have a part two when we can really get into the particulars of this year's expo. Have you always selected or chosen the month of August to have the expo? And if so, why?
Right. So we started this out in the month of August, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
And it was just a good time because most people have done their vacating.
Exactly.
You know,
right. That's a good way to look at
the
it.
The only dilemma that we've run into mm-hmm. is that it's always run into like the week before school starts.
Right.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people like getting last minute things mm-hmm. done.
Exactly.
Regarding preparation for school for the young people. But then the other piece for me was in making sure that our college students were back.
Yeah.
So that they could take advantage of this particular activity.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just not just for there because you have Winston-Salem State.
Right.
You have North Carolina A&T. Mm-hmm. You have UNCG, Wake Forest,
right.
Greensboro College,
exactly.
Guilford Tech. All of these, we want them to make sure that they're in that space.
Absolutely.
So when we come back and we talk about the Wealth Building Empowerment Summit,
mm-hmm.
that'll open up some additional doors.
Absolutely.
So again, we're excited about all of the programs mm-hmm. that we have designed for our community this year.
And Reginald, that's such an excellent point because that makes me think that's only just a few of the many colleges and universities, and not just the four-year schools, but when you factor in our wonderful area community colleges,
right.
there are a lot of excellent institutions mm-hmm. of higher learning in just the immediate Piedmont Triad alone. So that is fantastic. Well, let's take a break. Give us a chance to yawn and stretch, my friend. Radio family, always great to have your company. You are listening to the weekend edition of Community Focus, and we will return right after this break. Good morning, radio family, and welcome. For those of you joining us, it is the weekend edition of Community Focus. Back at it here and every weekend on our Odyssey stations. Let me slow down and repeat that. On our Odyssey stations, and great conversation. Again, taking place here on the weekend edition of Community Focus. I am Renee Vaughn, joined by the one and only Reginald McCaskill, back to talk about the 10th. Let me emphasize that year. It's the 2023 Triad Minority and Women's Business Expo. And Reginald, let's share for those who are hearing about this for the first time, because I always like to welcome new members to the program and to welcome you back, my friend. North Carolina's largest women and minority-owned business expo and showcase.
Right.
As I mentioned, the 10th year, packed with opportunities for networking and for learning. The 2023 Triad Minority and Women's Business Expo. So obviously we need to share first and foremost, when is the big date so people can prepare?
Right. So the big dates this year is the 24th of August to the 26th of August.
Great.
And we're starting out downtown Winston-Salem at Bailey Park. And we're calling that the ultimate business mixer.
Nice.
At Bailey Park, located in the center of downtown Winston-Salem at Bailey Park. And that's 445 Patterson Avenue in the beautiful city of Winston-Salem, North Carolina. At that opportunity, Renee, the community has the opportunity to take part of, number one, bringing your business cards.
Yes.
For those of us who mm-hmm. don't have digital business cards.
Right.
We have food trucks. We're going to have vendors, limited vendors, because our vendor showcase, of course, will be on that Saturday.
Right, right.
So we will have that. And then we have DJ Energizer,
mm-hmm.
who's going to be out there, and it's
nice.
Going to be networking. And that particular event is going to be hosted by our world-renowned BDOT.
Yeah.
Yeah, so BDOT would be hosting
nice.
That particular event, and that's on that Thursday.
Okay.
We're asking
right.
people to bring your lawn chairs
right, right.
Out there that day because we're going to have, for those who are familiar with DJ Energizer,
mm-hmm.
he's definitely Energizer,
exactly.
is what I can tell you. He lives up to the name. DJ.
So you might not be sitting down long,
right.
radio families,
you know,
the point we're making.
So we did it at that time because yeah. it gives people your getting off work.
Exactly.
And you can come right
on
down,
there. Exactly.
And then those who get off early can
mm-hmm.
come out and
exactly.
just spend the afternoon downtown Winston-Salem.
Wonderful.
And that's a beautiful area
it
down
is.
There. Real,
it
real
is.
Beautiful.
Absolutely.
And then that Friday, which is August the 5th, mm-hmm. Is our Wealth Building Empowerment Summit. And we have panelists, workshops, and a luncheon, a network luncheon.
Excellent.
So we encourage people to go on our website,
right?
So that they can actually register for that particular event.
Yeah.
And then that evening is the annual awards banquet.
Yes.
Where there are some 300 to 400 people.
Wow.
At that, that gives us the opportunity to award. The categories in about 10 categories.
Nice.
In every city, mm-hmm. we give out the same award.
Excellent.
So it's Minority Business of the Year, Newcomer of the Year,
yeah.
Pioneer of the Year, Lifetime Achievement Award, Kids Bizpreneur of the Year.
Yes.
So we don't miss anybody.
Anything. Right.
And everybody is named in all of the cities.
Excellent.
And all of that. So each person would get an award.
Right.
And then we move to the 26th.
Six. Yes.
Which is the expo, starting at 11 a.m. in the morning to 5 p.m.
Nice.
And we will end it with the all-white affair,
yes.
White party, which starts at 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. To 12.
Nice.
And I will be making this announcement for the first time because people don't know this part.
Yes.
With our featured R&B guest,
mm-hmm.
Tony Terry, will
wow.
be performing
wow.
at the all-white party.
Awesome.
And people don't know that, but they know it now.
Exactly.
Because I just announced that.
And thank you for breaking that news
yes.
here on
yes.
Community Focus.
The confirmation, we just did it on
Excellent.
Yesterday. And so you're hearing it now
wow.
for the first time
right.
with my dear friend, Renee Vaughn.
Thank you so much, Reginald. And again, the excitement of having Tony Terry, because Tony is a North Carolina native, if I remember, born and raised in Pinehurst.
Yes, he is.
Yeah,
yeah. He let me know that when we talked. He said, I have strong roots in North Carolina.
Oh, very good.
And
yes.
So I told him, I said, well, look, come on back home.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and I told him, I said.
And he still looks incredible. I mean, it's like he hasn't aged
right,
a day.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And I told him, I said, we're excited, and I'm glad that we would add a little twist.
Mm-hmm.
To the white party.
Yeah.
And I think people love white parties.
Oh, yes.
And we got some caveats that's going to be there. But I one other thing I want to add
sure.
while I'm here.
Yes.
We've had one of our sponsors, I won't call the name because I haven't got permission yet to do
okay.
so,
okay.
that is going to be giving out raffles
mm-hmm.
During the expo.
Nice.
$500 cash every hour doing a drawing at the expo. And I said, really?
Yeah.
And the person said to me, really?
Mm-hmm.
Because we want to make sure people are coming
out
to the expo. So, community,
yeah,
don't miss it. Now, the other catch to that is you've got to be there to receive it.
To receive it, absolutely.
You know, you can't call in, you can't
right,
Zoom in.
Exactly.
You're going to have to be there. But
right.
We had a sponsor that's going to be giving out $500 every hour.
That is huge.
Every hour to some lucky person. That's almost like winning the lottery.
And you talk about, Reginald, and we preface this every time
mm-hmm.
in wondering how can an event like this get bigger and better.
Mm-hmm.
That is just the proof.
Right. Right.
With that sponsor and now knowing that we have a special guest
right.
and Tony Terry
right.
joining
right.
us. It's interesting that you just mentioned the word Zoom because it was not too long ago during the COVID pandemic. Talk a little bit about this and making that comparison. When we couldn't be in person
right.
to do
right.
a huge event like this.
Right.
But kudos to you, Reginald, because you pulled this off and I had the pleasure of being a part of this as an MC when you did all of this on Zoom.
Right.
That was a huge right. challenge to
it
take something.
It was a very
like
big,
this.
Big challenge, Renee.
Yeah.
But we were determined that we wanted to stay what? One of
Let's
the C's.
That's
and
right.
And that was connected.
Next. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And with that being said, we wound up having vendors from California, California and Canada.
Wow.
That came in.
That came in.
And vend in
Zoomed
our,
in.
Yeah. No, vend in our.
Oh, vend.
They
wow.
vend. And I
nice.
Was like, wow. you know, and it was amazing for us.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a great opportunity to stay connected.
Yeah.
I just, you know, want to make sure that our people don't miss the mark.
Absolutely.
When it comes to having that opportunity.
Right.
And if you have a business,
mm-hmm.
Our registration stays open, I think, until like the 15th
of
August.
Excellent.
Call in.
Yeah.
You may be surprised of what can happen for
you.
Absolutely. Because we've had a lot of people calling,
mm-hmm.
Sponsoring a lot of things.
Yeah.
Community.
Right.
Hint, hint.
Exactly.
So you just be surprised.
Now, Reginald, with the success of that, even though we are officially back in person, which is a wonderful thing, but would you consider doing something similar to that when you have people who are able to vend
mm-hmm.
outside of the immediate area?
So we do offer, and we got quite a few people who are vending.
Excellent.
In the Triad Minority Business Expo mm-hmm. that's coming as far as Alabama.
Wow. Wow. Yeah.
So I only say that to say, and you're right here,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
take advantage of the opportunities that we have.
Absolutely.
Because they're here for us.
That's right.
They're here for you. But when you got other people that enjoy your riches
mm-hmm.
because they can appreciate it from afar, make sure you take advantage of it because it's right in your face.
Absolutely. And that's a beautiful way to put it. Thank you, Reginald. For those just joining us, Radio Family, the 2023 Triad Minority and Women's Business Expo. This is the weekend edition of Community Focus with me, Renee Vaughn, and the one and only Reginald McCaskill. Reginald, what would you like to say to someone who may either be new to this public affairs program, tuning in right now, or to the area in general, and they are a business owner and entrepreneur hearing about this expo?
Right. So just think about the opportunity. One of the things I shared even at the mixer that we had in High Point on last week.
Yeah.
When you think of the Triad, you think about Winston-Salem, Greensboro, High Point, right?
Yeah.
In any major large city,
mm-hmm.
this would be one city.
Right, right.
Especially with the population.
Exactly.
Right? So I just came back from Houston. So just imagine.
I was going to say, yes.
You know, just imagine.
Right.
And I'm originally from Jacksonville, Florida.
Right.
So just imagine the population
mm-hmm.
and even the size of cities.
Absolutely.
Right? This still would be, this would fit in those cities.
Absolutely. And I want to say, speaking of caveats, I'm sure for you, the nice thing about it is when you are traveling and you come back home from or your second home, and you come from a major city, I'm sure you are just filled with ideas that allow you to have this expo grow year after year.
Right. So with that, the statement that I was going to make was think beyond your boundaries.
Absolutely.
You know, think that if I have a business in the Triad, I can drive 23 miles to Greensboro.
Mm-hmm,
I can drive
mm-hmm.
13 miles to High Point
for
my company, for my business, because it's growth.
Right.
All of us are one big, huge community,
mm-hmm.
as they say here.
Absolutely.
And that's what
it
is.
Yeah.
So just really think about expansion. Also, when you think about the Wealth Building Empowerment Summit,
mm-hmm.
you desire to start a business. I went to a place of operation yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and a young lady that waited on me attends North Carolina A&T.
Wow.
I invited her to the Wealth Building Summit because she said once she graduates,
mm-hmm.
she wanted to start a business. I said, this would be the perfect place
Absolutely.
For you. Because you come there and gain knowledge from people who are already in business.
Absolutely.
And they can give you all of the nuggets that you need.
Exactly.
As far as the development.
That's true.
So if you're thinking about starting a business,
mm-hmm.
already have a business. And this is for nonprofits, too.
Yeah.
So note to my nonprofits, the expo is for you, too. Because technically speaking, a nonprofit is a business. You know, it is a lot of times people don't look at it in that way.
Mm-hmm.
You always want to be able to advertise and market your product.
Yes.
Think about advertising, marketing product.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody came up to me about 2 weeks ago and said, man, Facebook needs to pay you for all that you do. Because everything that you do, people see it and they gravitate to
right,
it.
Exactly.
Facebook does pay some people, mm-hmm. and I ain't got to that point yet, but hopefully I will.
Hopefully, yeah, it will come.
But just keep in mind, when you're thinking about wanting to gain profit, wanting to market your company and your business, really think out of the box.
Yeah.
And these operations, these programs, and I'm so indebted to people like the Greensboro Business League, mm-hmm. you know, and I hate to start calling names, but when I think about people like Sharon Hightower,
yeah.
who's a champion,
absolutely,
you know, for women and minority
yes.
businesses. When I think about people like Dee Dee Adams mm-hmm. and Winston Salem,
right.
you know, that serves on the advisory council,
mm-hmm.
Elma Jones, yeah. I mean, I saw Elma Harrison mm-hmm. out of High Point.
Mm-hmm.
And then you were saying Elma Adams.
Yes.
She's one as well.
Yeah.
These people have been champions with the MWBE components.
Right.
And they make it happen for mm-hmm. The community. So please stop saying that resources are not out there. They're right. there. We just got
exactly.
to get it.
Right.
You know, so when we think about the cultivation,
mm-hmm.
that's where the cultivation piece comes in.
Absolutely.
Taking advantage of the opportunities that are there and making it grow in your space.
Yeah.
Making it grow in your space mm-hmm. because they're there. Please do not miss the Minority and Women's Business Expo.
That's
if
right.
you live in Greensboro, you know, we had a big, huge business mixer. In Greensboro
yeah.
at the Civil Rights Museum.
Right.
We sold out. So I do business mixers in all of
the cities.
Cities.
Right.
You know, just
yeah.
so that people can stay what? Connected.
Connected. Exactly.
You know? So we do that to make sure that people know that we're here. And then we end it, of course, with the expo.
Right.
We end it
mm-hmm.
with the expo.
It's the grand finale.
We end it with the expo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then, of course, I didn't talk about the artist showcase.
Yeah. Touch on that a little bit.
Our artist showcase this year, I'm going to say it's going to be off the chain because we actually have some
love
actual, not R&B, we have some R&B,
mm-hmm.
but we actually have some gospel artists
mm-hmm.
that's performing. We have Lucinda Moore. You know, you're talking about Stella nominated.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about LaJune Thompson.
Oh, yeah.
All
and,
of these
and many who are listening are
yeah.
familiar with
and
her.
And these
yeah.
people are performing
yeah.
at the expo because we actually have a center stage
oh, cool.
where
mm-hmm.
they actually perform. So we have like 9
yeah.
to 10 acts that will be performing
wow.
throughout the entire event.
So that's quite the talent pool.
You know, mm-hmm. we have Winston-Salem State University Band that's going to
oh.
come and huh? perform like they
yeah.
do. And we hope that we can get North Carolina A&T
in on it
band.
Too. Right.
I said it again. North
the
Carolina A&T
band.
Even a portion of them, we would be
nice.
Would be nice.
Right, right.
Because it actually adds to
the
festivities
mm-hmm, exactly.
of that day. So we're really, really excited.
Yeah.
We got Dion Owens and the Renaissance mm-hmm. Choir, Misha Goldsmith. I mean, all of these people are performing that day.
Day.
So the expo is more than just the expo.
It's
a community celebration.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Reginald. And on that note, and I want to kind of piggyback a little bit to what you were saying about speaking with that young lady. And hence, for those who may not have heard us mention, the importance of why you have it every August
mm-hmm.
is because referencing a lot of incoming students, particularly college students, especially for those who have declared business as a major,
mm-hmm.
who know that once they graduate from their respective school, that is what they want to become,
mm-hmm.
is the successful entrepreneur. This can really serve as a blueprint
mm-hmm.
to
mm-hmm.
get that individual started in the right direction. And that's the beautiful thing. That's why the expo has been around for 10 years,
mm-hmm.
Reginald,
mm-hmm.
and why we can mm-hmm. say and put an exclamation point on it. It is bigger and better
right.
year after year. And we were talking about, too, the importance of the 3 C's, create, connect, and cultivate. I think location has also been huge
mm-hmm.
because you've had it in the Piedmont Triad. And I'm sure a future goal for you would like to see is to have the expo move in cities outside of the immediate Triad. I think of Charlotte. I think of Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
I think of possibly moving it to maybe New York.
Mm-hmm.
You just never know. Because that's what I love about you, Reginald,
mm-hmm.
is that you do come and think out of the box. Your thoughts on that?
Well, actually, we had a date in Charlotte for this year.
Oh.
And we had the location in Charlotte for this year.
Yeah.
And my staff looked at me and said, do you remember we just had 3 expos last year and what it did to us? And this is our 10th year, and you're asking us to do what?
What?
And
take it to the Queen City.
Yeah. So we had to revisit that.
Sure.
But I will tell you that the golden desire is to expand in Charlotte.
Yeah.
I'd already met with the leadership there. They were ready.
Yeah.
So
you're always ready, Reginald.
They'll be ready for next year.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And I'm still excited about that expansion because in meeting with them, they were really excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
And people would think that Charlotte would have something like this already. But it was waiting on me to make it
happen.
There you go. And I'm excited.
Absolutely. You know,
change
I'm always
agent.
Excited for you.
Yeah, change agent, just that's making it happen.
There you go.
And my motivation has always been, as I shared even with the group, the scripture that talks about what to do for the least of them. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's been my motivation.
Yeah.
You know, and when it's well on you, think of others. And I really try, you know, so this is my retirement. I've spent my retirement doing this.
And with a passion for it, Reginald. And it's obvious for people who already know you and have been a part of this expo. I always hear exciting things through social media and speaking with people directly. And I know it has to be the same for you as
right,
well.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and when I think about people, I got an award this year from Hugh and I.
Yes. Congratulations.
And shout out to him. He does great work, and we're going to be partnering on some items coming up because it's about partnership, too.
Absolutely.
We can create a lot of things, but some things have already been created.
Right.
You know, we just have to join hands across the community to strengthen one another.
One another, absolutely.
And that's one of the things that I believe in, and that is that partnership. So there's a shout out. If I begin to shout out everybody, I would probably.
They know who they are.
Yeah,
hopefully.
They'll be shouting out. But, you know, I'm just, again, grateful for a lot of the organizations, the grassroots organizations that have backed this program for years.
Yeah.
And for all of the cities.
Yes.
So you're talking about the city of Greensboro, the city of Winston-Salem, you know, the city of High Point. So they have really backed, and all of them now officially High Point has an MWBE department.
Excellent.
As of 2 months ago.
Wow, congratulations.
You know, so that really shows the body of work that we're trying to do. So people, community, you know, don't let this moment pass you by.
Absolutely.
You know, without taking advantage.
Absolutely.
And, you know, with the exception of some of the activities, the majority of them are, especially the expo and the business, are free and open to the public.
Excellent.
And they're there for you to take advantage of. So don't let it happen without you being
a part of
in
it.
The space.
Absolutely.
And if you desire to be a vendor, yes, we do have vendor spots available. Please call us at 336-416-6775.
Wonderful. Absolutely. Nicely done, Reginald. And with all of that, it makes me think of how this has truly become a community brotherhood and will continue to be. So, Radio Family, you have all the pertinent information. I can't tell you how every time I see you, Reginald, I get excited because we get close to that time of year.
Right.
Every August.
Right, right.
And the 10th year truly is special with all the information that is shared. Give the website information again, too.
Right. The website, again, is www.triadminorityandwomensbusinessexpo.com.
Excellent.
And the telephone number is 336-448-4177. I forgot to add.
Yes.
The Artist Showcase host is yours truly, Miss Renee Vaughn.
Yes, it is.
I forgot to say that. How did I forget?
Not that I wanted it to slip from your memory.
How did I forget that? But we're excited, everybody.
I'm excited to be a part of it.
Please don't let this moment pass you by. And if you see me there, come up to me and say that you heard me on this awesome program.
Yes.
With this awesome woman, Renee.
Oh,
Vaughn.
Thank you. Well, you are an awesome gentleman. And I want to give a shout out to another awesome woman that we both know very well. And that is your beautiful and lovely wife, Amy McCaskill, mm-hmm. who has been right by your side from day one
right.
when all of this started. And just proud of the both of you and your entire staff.
Right.
Please give them my thank yous on behalf of our radio family.
Right.
And Reginald, just keep doing what you do. Mm-hmm. I know there's no slowing down for you anytime soon. Every now and then, you got to get some rest, though, honestly. Mm-hmm. You got to get the physical rest.
I tell people but, I rest when I'm asleep.
Yeah, this mm-hmm. is true.
Those 2 hours. Right.
I can relate
right.
in the line of work that we both do individually. Right. And what a wonderful way to bring it together collectively
right.
here
right.
on the weekend edition of Community Focus. Well, Reginald, you know from me, my friend, no goodbyes. Just until next time.
Right.
And until the 2023 Triad Minority and Women's Business Expo, again, mark the date starting August 24th through the 26th.
Right.
Some exciting days are ahead, radio family. And thank you for all the great things you do in our communities as well. Keep up the great work. And thank you for the fine company. Indeed, until next time, you have been listening to the weekend edition of Community Focus here on our Odyssey stations. Until that next time, everyone, please stay safe. And as usual, take care.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.